The U.S. Meat Export Federation continues to work in various countries to expand the exports of both U.S. beef and pork. And their president and CEO, Philip Tsang, recently returned from the Greater China region. His first stop was in Taiwan.
I was in Taiwan just after the MRL was announced for ractopamine. The enthusiasm by the trade there to procure our product was amazing as far as the beef side is concerned. And I'm really impressed with how rapid it's been as far as the major retailers, the major food service establishments, high-end hotels, chilled campaigns. All this is coming back in a very, very fast fashion. So I think that says a lot about the framework and the base that's been set in Taiwan as far as the safety of our product. And even though we've had some storms, we've done very, very well.
Now, with regard to mainland China, Tsang notes that economic growth has slowed somewhat from the torrid pace that they had seen in recent years. But this shouldn't cool the U.S. meat industry's interest in the market because China still offers tremendous opportunities.
They're opening up a new Kentucky Fried Chicken every 13 hours in China. McDonald's is opening up every 36 hours in China. So as you know, we don't have access with beef to China. And obviously, this is something that's of paramount importance because that's still a market, even though the numbers are sounding slow at 8% growth. It's still a very dynamic market, and we need to be part of that growth henceforth.
He said regaining market access to U.S. beef in China is an urgent trade priority. Randall Weisman, Southeast AgNet.